Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I love, love, love what we do here in studio and on the show. And so for many of you, you get to hear Dr. Friedemann Schaub each and every month. And we talk about some amazing things. Beyond that, Dr. Friedemann has been a regular on the show, and we are so honored and thrilled to have him here. Many of you know him as the founder of Cellular Wisdom. And beyond that, he has so much experience helping people understand and helping each of us break through, move beyond our blocks so that we can live the lives we desire. And, you know, we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs are the keys to accelerating healing and potential. Today, I have been so waiting to have part two. It's kind of like the to be continued part of what we do on radio. The last time we were on, we were talking about not being good enough. You know, I am not good enough. And so today we have part two for all of you. How to get from I am not good enough to I can have it all with Cellular Wisdom creator Dr. Friedemann Schaub. I can have it all. And so today we're going to talk about what prevents each of us from having success, love, joy, fulfillment, and what Dr. Friedemann has discovered. And how he is helping countless people, one of our makeover folks as well, and you're going to hear about that, bust through all of this so that we can have it all. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you, just saying I could have it all, you know, I can feel my own crust coming up.
Sounds
you know
good,
what I'm saying?
It
does sound good. I mean, it's like we do want to have it all.
Right. Well, you know, the question is always, what is all? But, you know, the all for you is, you know, certainly something that makes you feel good. And I think we don't say it often enough. I can have it all. We are rather saying, well, we have to make compromises, or I can't have it all, or it's I don't deserve to have all this kind of stuff. So I think we are more often using limiting beliefs in our mind and spin them around over and over than we use these kind of things like we just said, I can have it all.
I don't even know what all is. And isn't that part of the problem? Because we're so used to settling.
You know, it's interesting. When I wrote, I can have it all, immediately I thought, you know, maybe that's a belief that for a lot of folks is too far out there. You know, it's something that feels so far away that it feels not really reachable. And I want to talk about later on, how do you define a new belief that really fits you, that works for you, versus a belief that feels, you know, so unattainable that it deflates you before you even start taking it on?
You know, what's interesting is that you and I are here talking about this today. And I was talking to my friend Linda, and you know, these mega lottery tickets, right?
Right.
There was what, 281 million? I don't remember the number.
Awesome.
The other night, it was like a big amount of money.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it was split by three people. And so, you know, I've often wondered, what do three people that win close to what? It's got to be $70 million apiece. What is their energy and their intention about? I mean, if we believe in the law of attraction, then one would have to believe that there's something going on for these three people that's not going on from anybody else. But I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of the people that are winning lotteries, as far as I know, are continuously playing it. So they are continuously putting the energy in and hope every time that this is going to be the big one. And I think that's interesting about new beliefs. If you are taking on a new belief and you mention it one time, you know, as you're just going through your day, that's maybe not enough to really change your energy and change your deep subconscious beliefs, your default setting. You have to be consistent with it. You have to continuously reaffirm it. And that's what, you know, these semi-professional lottery players are doing. They consistently are in that state of, this time I'm going to win it, and this time I do it because I have a new system, a new number. So they put something into it, and that's what they get out.
And, you know, this is part of the conversation. I can have it all. Why is it that sometimes we create this defense mechanism right out of the gate, Dr. Friedman, where we say, I don't really want it all?
Well, it's often, you know, it's interesting. I worked recently with two people that have kind of the parallel beliefs, and their outcomes are very similar. And what they came for to work with was that they always had just enough. The one person was always debt free, and the other one had just always enough to just pay the bills and get by and provide for the family. And both of them wanted to have much greater success, but something inside of them blocked them. And, you know, when we worked with the deeper programming and looked at the subconscious map, what we found was that both of them were raised exactly with the limiting belief that you can survive, you just get enough to survive. You get shelter, you get room, you get, you know, enough food, but they never got anything beyond that. They never got any gifts or anything that was, you know, maybe more indulgent. They never got really enough nourishment. And so their core belief was, I can just have enough, but I cannot have more than that. And it felt comfortable to them. It was a comfort zone that they lived in for a long time. And anything beyond the comfort zone, beyond that belief, was out of reach. And so they didn't have to, I mean, they didn't have the belief to go beyond it, but, and then that's, this, you know, the second part to the story, which is they were afraid of failure. They were afraid of not being able to reach what they wanted, so they didn't even try to. And so, you know, living in that comfort zone of the old belief, for a lot of people, appears more safe than really stretching beyond it. And that's why it's so important when you stretch. You need a good destination, a new, good, exciting, motivating belief to go forward with. And that's what we're talking about today.
And, you know, that really is sort of the missing link, I think, because, you know, I can reflect back on times in my life where, you know, I could hear myself say, oh, I need to let go of this. I need to let go of this. I need to let go. And I just keep showing back up. I mean, what is the consequence of letting go without that destination?
Exactly. And when you only let go, at the end, you're going to be empty. You know, there is nothing there. You have to put something back in. In some ways, letting go is also, you know, you're getting out of the old grooves. But if you don't give something new to fit into, it just goes right back into the old grooves. That's why it comes back, because the mind needs a guidance system. It needs something, a belief system to hold on to. It's just, you know, the beliefs are like the laws of our universe, and nobody wants to live without laws. And so if you are letting go of some old law and there's nothing else, a lot of people feel like in limbo. So what do I believe? Who am I? What's my identity? That's why it's so important to add a new belief and put a new way of thinking about yourself and the world into your mind.
So is the new belief, I can have it all? Is that my new?
That could
be. Is that the thing that I...
Try
you know,
it on, because there are certain rules of thumb.
I want to try that on, because, you know, I come from an upbringing, especially my stepmom, where she believed that.
Mm-hmm.
She really did. And she taught us all that there isn't anything that's without our reach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me, I've had to learn how to dream bigger, because, you know, I didn't think I would ever get out of the Bronx.
So she gave you the belief, but you still felt you need to learn how to dream bigger?
Yeah. Yeah. What I mean is, it was all relative.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say I can have it all, what does all mean to you? And if I go back in different stages of my life, you know, there was one point that I defined all by a college education.
That's right.
Because that's all I knew, all I could see. It's what I thought was missing. And then as I got more worldly or whatever, I got to realize that imagination is so important. And as a child, I had a great imagination.
You know, imagination and being able to see that it is possible. So there need to be also some kind of a motivation. And, you know, like you said, I can have it all. in the way you have been growing up, the question is, what was the price to pay? You know, when people say, I can have it all, if you are applying yourself, if you work hard, if you don't give yourself a break, if you whatever, you know, that is a limitation. But if you say, I can have it all because of who I am, just me as who I am is enough to attract everything I want, it's a complete different story, because then it's not a bargain. Then it's not like a transaction where you have to pay a lot in order to get something back. And that's a difference.
That is a difference. And yet I got to ask you the question, what does it take for us to, quote, get that?
Well, let's start with letting go the old belief and summarize a little bit of what we talked about last time, because I think that's often the biggest stumbling block. And, you know, I worked with a woman once, and it was really interesting that it showed how beliefs can affect you. So she grew up with the belief that she's stupid and that she's no good, because that's what she was told. And it was especially around school and around any kind of learning experience. And so when she was in school, she went, you know, as a child through the classes, but she never really got beyond a C because she really believed she was stupid. Now, when she got a job at a bank, which didn't involve any kind of, you know, learning or so, there she could have her own belief. It was literally, she told me, out of reach of her parents' beliefs, because her parents never worked in this kind of environment. And so she decided, I'm going to just be super successful. And she climbed the ladder and became really, really successful in that kind of work, because she in that moment decided, this is what I want to do outside of the reach of her parents' beliefs. At some point in her 40s, she decided, I'm going to go back to college. I'm going to get a higher degree. Immediately when she came into the classroom setting, the old belief of her childhood set back in, and she felt, I'm stupid, I can't do it. And then she failed at the beginning of her classes. So what you can see is, whatever you believe, you're going to make happen. Now, the old belief is not a belief that she decided. That's a belief that she took on. So most of our core beliefs that we are kind of limited with, these are the ones we didn't decide ourselves. These are the ones we have been programmed with. And how can we let go of that?
Oh, wow. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. This is part two, how to get from I'm not good enough to I can have it all, with cellular wisdom creator Dr. Friedemann Schaub. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this, but we're going to let you know of an incredible offer, a special, special gift from Dr. Schaub. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling a little lost, powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com. That's miraclenoodle.com.
Bella Genza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now,
Natural products in salons meant underperformance, or at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo, because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEgenza.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Find out what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at Total Transformation. Information.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We've got some exciting things we're getting ready to announce to all of you. And you'll be able to download any part of today's show that you missed. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. How to get from I'm not good enough to I can have it all. And so we have a special announcement in offer for everyone out there. If you email info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at cellularwisdom.com, that's info at cellularwisdom.com, you will receive a free tool. And it's a tool that will allow you to program your cellular memory with any belief you choose. And so we're going to talk about that, because Dr. Friedemann is a master at this. As a matter of fact, you all are going to hear about some of the incredible work he's doing with one of our Holistic Makeover winners, and how you can have it all. One of the things I want to mention, and we'll keep mentioning that email address to you out there, you know, what happens when we say yes to taking on a new belief?
Well, what happens is that in the moment you take it on and you really work consistently on reinforcing it, your entire world around you is changing. It's really fantastic. I actually got a call yesterday, 7:30 in the morning, and a client of mine who for years and years struggled with believing that she really is good enough, believing that she can have what she wants. And she always believed she has to work really, really hard in order to get that. And so what she manifested when she wanted to have a child is that she had to go through, I don't know how many rounds of in vitro fertilization, because it was hard work. And it was supposed to be hard work, because she can only have if she works hard. And it never worked. So she never got pregnant, and she really pretty much gave up on that. But she called me at 7:30 after we had been working together on really just more believing in her goodness and her value, and really making changes on a very deep cellular level, so that she is living more from that place of, I am just perfect the way I am, and I love and appreciate myself for who I am. And she got pregnant. And she got pregnant without any outside, I mean, she had outside help, you know. I mean, one person was involved, but there was no in vitro, there was no hormones, there was nothing. Something that she was told is impossible happened, and she made it happen because she was ready to get it, ready to receive it. She felt worthy and valuable enough to manifest it. And I think that shows you that everything is possible. And, you know, one of the things that I find so interesting is that we, most of us, have an experience with changing a belief and manifesting something once we change it, but we just don't pay attention to it. And that's so important. So when you take on a new belief, pay attention to how your outside world is shifting and shaping itself according to your new belief.
You know, I want to ask you about one of the principles in crust busting, and I'm going to talk more about that in some other shows, is that we must be steadfast in our belief. We must be steadfast in our conviction. And what I mean by that is, to have a belief that I can have it all, sitting here with you and being in the moment with you, that's one thing. But having that in every cell in my body, that I wake up every day without question, without doubt, that, yeah, I can have it all, and that I'm on my way to that, that's a different conversation.
Right.
What gets in the way from us feeling that for being steadfast?
Well, often the beliefs are just not good enough. Often the new beliefs are still somehow too small, or they are out of reach, or they feel like they are not really motivating enough, and we don't necessarily have the energy with the new beliefs. So that's why I'm saying we shouldn't take on a cookie cutter belief like I can have it all. If you believe now, well, maybe I should believe I can have it all, but you don't feel really anything about it, or it feels too big for you, or too small for you, or too unimportant for you, then don't take that belief. Make a belief that works for you. So there are three important steps that lead you to the new belief. And the first step is really realize what your old belief was. Let's say you start out with the old belief, I'm not good enough. Now notice what that entailed. What are the qualities of the old belief that you didn't really appreciate about not being good enough? Maybe it was insecurity. Maybe it was a sense of anxiety or feeling overwhelmed. Just write all those things down. And then you're going to, on the other side, write down the opposite. What is it, what the new belief should give you? What do you really want instead? Now, what that gives you is already some kind of a framework for the new belief and more clarity about what the new belief could look like. What's so interesting is when people are coming to me and they work on I'm not good enough, often they are starting with I am good enough. Well, but I'm good enough is not really enough, is it? It's not something that feels exciting enough or feels enticing enough. Because what is enough and for whom enough? So it's really important that you define the belief with those steps that that I'm going to share today.
So what is? Tell us about the tool that people will get, you know, that if they send you the email info@cellularwisdom.com. Tell us about that tool for a minute. If you were going to invite our listeners to send you that email, what would you want to say?
So that tool, I call it the Empowerment Accelerator, is basically a tool that goes through those three steps that I'm going to share today. And it uses those steps to set your mind, your subconscious, your energy into the right direction. Then you're going to use your entire nervous system, all the cells of your body, to feed them with that new belief. That means you're literally programming yourself with a new belief. Often people use affirmations to get a new belief in. But affirmations don't really work as well as when you use your entire body. Your body is a huge, huge system of information. Don't keep a belief in your head. Feed your body with, change your body posture with it, and you're going to live it much more fastly and much more empowered in an accelerated way. That's why I call it accelerator, because I noticed when people use it, it was about 100 times faster that they really lived it and that they saw results than when they only used affirmations.
I have received an email today, and it's so interesting we're talking about this, because we program ourselves, wow, not just from old beliefs and patterns, but I got an email today, and somebody emailed me and said, oh, you should know about this. Mercury goes into retrograde, and Mercury actually is the ruler of communication, which is radio. Are you worried? And I'm like, wow. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if I really grabbed onto that and thought to myself, wow, I should be worried about that? I mean, that's a simple message. You know what I'm saying? It is so simple. And yet we are hit with subliminal messages everywhere. And it's almost like I want to be like Wolverine and have my, like, you know, Wolverine, whatever they are that come out of his hands, just knocking these off. Because no, I don't want to latch on to that belief. I don't want to be, you know, and then if something does go wrong, I know I'm going to get an email and they're going to say, see, I told you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were told when we went to Egypt, you know, interestingly enough, every time we went, Mercury was in retrograde. And we were every time told, you know, are you worried about Mercury in retrograde? And so Danielle and I just decided Mercury retrograde is the best thing for us because it makes these trips really, really just special. And that's what we created, special trips to Egypt. And so, you know, whatever information comes to you, it's up to you what you do with that. So it doesn't mean that you have to take on what other people believe about Mercury retrograde. Why don't you decide that's the best and most lucky time in the life? Like, you know, Friday the 13th, you can be afraid or you can say that's my lucky day. It's up to you.
Well, it's interesting. For those of you that are wondering about Mercury in retrograde, you know, the bottom line is I got a great email from Carol Barbeau, and she really comes out and says, you know, it's not a time to fear, and it's a great time to reconnect, repair, redo something, and also reassess our lives and actions. And that's really what you and I are talking about.
Right.
It's like we get to stop, reassess where we are, and make a change. I mean, that is a freedom we have in this country, Dr. Shao, that many countries don't have. So how can we help our listeners move from, you know, this place, right, that we were talking about, I'm not good enough, to I can have it all, and that doesn't mean necessarily winning the lottery. We're going to talk to Dr. Friedemann Chow, but I want to make sure that all of you know, if you send an email to info@cellularwisdom.com, you're going to get a fabulous tool so that all of us can kind of practice this for the next time he comes on and declare with the loudest energetic voice we have, I can have it all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest today, Dr. Friedemann Chow. We'll be right back.
Just before dawn.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4 feet 9 and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence.
Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
My baby. Oh, yeah. I love this song.
Yeah, I grew up on this.
Did you?
My mom played it for me.
Your mom
all
played
the
it.
Time.
That's right.
Yep.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
She was a huge Mama's and Papa's fan, especially on our long road trips up to Anchorage.
I am such a fan.
You have a nice voice.
Not really. That
you
was
do.
My best tone right there.
Great.
And, you know, I want to use that song for a minute because the song is about this is dedicated to the one I love. And I just did a previous show with Christine Arilo talking about choosing me before we. And it ties right into what you're talking about. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is my very special guest today, and he has so generously offered everybody listening to the show this incredible tool that will help each of us move from I'm not good enough to I can have it all. And you can go to info, at cellularwisdom.com and just let them know you like this tool and we'll get it to you. Part of this, and we've heard this from What the Bleep, Dr. Friedemann. What the Bleep Do We Know? We've heard other movies, The Law of Attraction, The Secret, all of this. And we are hearing day in, day out, those folks that are tuning into the show, that there is something that we're doing, some belief that we have that's creating reality. Sometimes we can't even figure out what that belief is, though. We just know, hey, I want A in my life and I'm getting B.
Well, and, you know, we talked about in the break, what money means for people. So there is, you know, the belief, I don't have enough or I can't have what I want. But then when it comes to, for example, money, there is an incongruency. On the one hand, people feel, you know, I don't have enough, but I don't really know if I can ask for money. Money is bad. Money makes me greedy. Money makes me just, you know, a person who doesn't have a lot of value. All these kind of incongruencies and connections to a topic need to be addressed. And these are often, again, sub-beliefs on the subconscious level that when I work with clients in the personal breakthrough sessions are addressed. Because if you are wanting to move forward into a direction of a new belief, but something somehow holds you back because it's wondering, is that really right? Is that really the right thing I want? Then you will never really get there, or it will go through a lot of detours. So the new beliefs need to be really at a place inside of you, inside of your heart, that feels good. So when you create a belief, make a declaration to yourself and find the wording that sounds right to you. A wording of a new belief that feels it's addressing exactly what you want, especially what you want to feel, what you want to experience about yourself. That's always a good start. Don't, you know, have a belief about I can have the job that I want. Well, you may get the job that you want, but you're still going to feel lousy about yourself. First, focus on I'm confident, I'm centered, I appreciate myself. Start with the inside when you create a new belief.
I've got to ask you. I mean, you and I have been in this studio, I don't even know how many times.
I don't know.
We've been here a lot. And you know, what I want to point out to our listeners is Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and this is my interpretation, we're not just talking about a man that has an experience because he's created an incredible way to help people, but he has lived this story. You know, and for those of you that have never really heard his story about how he grew up in a family where everyone was a doctor, is that right? Everybody's
right.
A doctor. You went off to be a doctor, right?
That's right.
That didn't feel right to you.
Yes.
And you had to leave. So I want to point this out. Because there's something that I know about the authenticity of who you are that sets you apart. Now, think about it. You walked away from a degree, from a medical profession, from being in a profession that most people know as very prosperous and abundant, and you walked away but you had to know that there was a place you're walking to. And you could have held on to the beliefs, and I'm sure there are many of them. I know I've got a whole bunch of them. Every time I've heard you tell the story,
right,
it's everything that's come in my mind. It's like, you know, yeah, you know, what did he do? But there was a reason you do it. And so I wanted to point that out because you are a living example that we can truly have it all and fulfill our hearts and be happy.
You know, and it really was not the motivation to, you know, look at something outside of myself first. It was really about the question, am I fulfilled with what I'm doing? Is that really in alignment with who I am and what I believe about health and well-being? And that's how it started. So, you know, I think 15 years ago, I would have not expected to sit here with you and, you know, have this conversation. But it's something that gradually evolved. That's why I'm saying make the belief something that starts within you and see how the world is showing up for you differently, how new pathways are opening up, doors that haven't been there are all of a sudden open right there for you to step through. And trust that this is going to happen, but it needs to start from the inside. That's why the belief I can have it all should not be so much focused on all, but more on you, as you have the value to attract anything that you want into your life. It's not about this outside of you.
Right.
It's about your self-worth.
And actually, that's actually, for me, when you say that, that's actually a bigger gift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's easy to sit here and say, I want a car, I want, you know, a house, I want money, I want to be able to do A, B, C, and D, a trip to wherever. It's another thing to say, I want to perhaps do all of that, but be completely fulfilled, to wake up every day truly inspired, to set fear aside for faith. I mean, that's what we're talking about. This is the all that excites me. I mean, don't we need to get to that place before we can even have the vibration to get that winning lottery ticket?
You know, we may want to extend the sentence all to all that makes me fulfilled.
I love that.
Because that can be completely different to anybody. Some people may feel simplicity makes them fulfilled, and some people feel, you know, a big boat makes them fulfilled. It doesn't matter. But whatever the outcome is needs to be fulfillment. That needs to be the direction if you choose to go there. And then it doesn't really depend on how or what it is that comes into your life. It's really about that state that's important. And there is a nice little exercise I want to share. It's called the Circle of Power. And for me, it's like a visual as, you know, Star Trek coming out again.
Oh, and I can't wait.
And they have this little beaming spot, you know, where they step into this space.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get beamed up.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's like a, you know, you can imagine such a place, you know, just in your inner vision. And you can charge yourself up with positive energy by imagining such a place right in front of you, and you're remembering times where, for example, you felt fulfilled. And when you feel that time, you feel like you can really go back in your little personal time machine to that moment, step into that space that you visualize, and feel the feelings for about 10 seconds, and then get out of that. And then imagine what I can have it all could mean as well, besides fulfilled. Maybe it means that you feel really valued and loved. Do the same thing. Remember a time when you felt this way. Step into the beam me up place. Feel it for 10 seconds and then get out. So what you do is you charge your body with positive energy that is basically showing to your subconscious and to your cells, that's the vibration to the words. If you only have the words and you don't have the positive vibration, it doesn't go deep enough. It really stays in the intellect and doesn't have a lot of meaning. So this little circle of power, you can just do this for about 2 or 3 minutes, charge yourself up with good resources that are already inside of you, and then use the words with this good feeling and see what a difference it makes. Now, there is a third step that I want to share, which is the internal image of yourself. See, which is obviously a good topic to talk about, because
I knew he was going to get to this.
See, that we're talking about beliefs that are anchored deep inside of us. We're not talking about little superficial things. We're talking about the things, the core beliefs that come from the subconscious. Well, if you want to communicate with the subconscious, you have to use the language of the subconscious. And these are feelings and images. They are not words. Words are absolutely meaningless to the subconscious unless they are connected to a feeling and an image. So now you have the feeling. Now you're told, you know, your subconscious, your cellular memory. Well, that's how I felt in that circle of power. That's how I want to feel when I say this belief. But you still have to translate it into a personal image of yourself. That means start imagining yourself. How would you look like when you have that belief? And that's a challenge that a lot of people have, you know, trouble with at the beginning. And there are some, you know, some ways to do that that I think are very powerful. And one way is to really start looking at the picture as it comes into your mind. So the first thing that comes up to your mind when you say, I can have it all, or I deserve it all those kind of things that you are seeing in that moment, look at that as if it's a snapshot.
Okay, Benny, are you doing this with me, dude?
I am.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, we're ready.
All right, so you look at that picture, and you're going to notice is there is a certain brightness with the picture. And you will also notice if the picture is even in black and white or in color.
Oh, I'm so in color right now.
Good.
I know exactly where I am, and, too.
Well, and that's can be a trap. Because if you are, if you're looking at that picture and you are having a surrounding to the picture, for the subconscious, it can mean that you need the surrounding in order to feel that way. So you want to make sure that you can place yourself in at least 3-4 different surroundings so that for the subconscious, it means it doesn't really matter where she is. The best thing is to be in a surrounding that's familiar to you, where you're all the time. You don't have to have other people around yourself to feel that way. You don't have to be in Hawaii on the beach to feel that way.
Oh, dude, you got in my brain.
I'm sorry for that. I know how that always happens. And you just have to be more focused on yourself because you're the attractor. You are bringing this into your life. So you modulate the picture. You make it bigger. You bring it closer. You make it brighter. You add some color to it. You are looking at the most fantastic picture of yourself, and then you're mirroring the picture. That means what you see is who you are. So you stand exactly like that, you breathe like that, you feel every cell is moving like that. Then your subconscious understands that's where we go to. That's the person that we want to be, and that's the destination we want to reach.
We'll finish this when we come back from break. If you have any questions for Dr. Friedemann, give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll recap what we just talked about, and let's see if we can get that all be all inside of you. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Save me from the man that I...
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
From the man that I become. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining Benny and I here today. If you want to find out more about Dr. Friedemann's work, you can go to cellularwisdom.com. If you want to get this amazing tool we've been talking about, you can go to or send an email to info@cellularwisdom.com. And Dr. Friedemann, I would love for you to recap that exercise because people may have not gotten it all, because I think it's very powerful. Today we're talking about, moving from I am not good enough to I can have it all. Very powerful show, really much needed right now. And thank you for joining us. So let's go through that exercise again, because Benny and I think I got totally off track. I went to Hawaii. So
don't use the exercise while you're driving.
No.
Well, basically, the exercise is actually a part of what you get when you use the Empowerment Accelerator through just emailing us at info@cellularwisdom.com. We're going to send it to you. It includes a way for you to use a new belief and make it your own, reprogram your cellular memory. And one part or one step of the Empowerment Accelerator is just what we talked about. So you take the new belief, you have the words, you feel the good feelings, you're really associating yourself with those feelings, and then you see the image of yourself. That's important. You need to see the image of yourself. The subconscious needs to know that's the direction. You are the direction. See the image of yourself and see how it appears. Often people at the beginning of a new belief feel that the belief or that image of themselves with that belief is far away. It feels like 100 feet away. They don't even know how to get there. So you pull the picture closer. You make it bigger. You make it also more crisp. You add some powerful color to it. You feel that you can increase the brightness and increase the size of it exactly to the way it feels good for you. So that on a scale from 1 to 10, you could say, I'm feeling a 10 or at least an 8. Then your subconscious is ready to say, okay, that's the destination of us. That's where we're going to go forward with. When you have that, so you have the words, we talked about how to get those, you have the good feelings, and you have that internal image, that image of yourself, then you're ready to communicate to the rest of your cellular memory, which that Empowerment Accelerator is doing, and it really helps you to make every cell realize, this is who I am, this is the person I want to be.
And, you know, I mean, it's taking some of us a while to move away from the feeling of I can have it all. And I wanted to ask you about that. I know that if I reflect on my childhood, I've been called a rebel as a young child. I mean, lovingly pat the brat, whatever that, you know, means. But the bottom line is, I was a really free-spirited kid.
Mm-hmm.
From the minute I could walk, you know, till the minute I decided I wasn't. And I wanted to ask you, is there a place that we can point to in our past that would help? I mean, I know we're talking about memories, but I know as a child, I don't have a lot of memories, but I remember the spirit. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
The spirit?
I think that's a very good point because, you know, in the last show, I talked about how we need to go back to where the old negative belief, the limiting belief has been reprogrammed, and we're going to look from the adult perspective. What do we think about it? And how can we look at it differently and realize it was not our fault and it wasn't really meant to be that way? But there is something, like you said, there is an essence that we connect to. There is a truth about ourselves that really comes out when we are children. And often, unfortunately, it gets overlaid with experiences, with beliefs, with expectations, and we forget about it.
Yeah.
You know, I was a kid that had no worries at all. I was absolutely somebody who just lived happy-go-lucky, and I lived really well with it until I got the belief about, you know, hard work, expectations, you have to have several degrees, all this kind of thing.
Yeah, no.
And, you know, that part of me that was always there needed to really get recaptured. And maybe in another show we can talk about how can we recapture
our
essence.
I would love to do that. And essence is the word that I came up with today, because part of what you did, and, you know, I mean, this is kind of a little weird right now, is having to step in that exercise with you. I am getting flashback after flashback.
Great.
Of times that I spent with my grandpa in his shack, and I can smell the kerosene because he was painting, and I was really like a young child, and his herb garden. It's kind of interesting. What happens when those images, like for me, they keep coming up? And the other thing I wanted to ask you about is I know that you have some self-hypnosis CDs about boosting confidence and self-esteem. How do we integrate this all together? Like, you know, for somebody like myself.
Exactly. Well, I think it's important that you are, as we said at the beginning of the show, really bringing this new belief and the good feelings with it into your awareness every day. You really work on it. And, you know, you obviously had good experiences in your childhood, as well as not as good ones, probably, like
That's
everybody
right.
else.
Well, I lost my mother at age 7.
Right.
You and, know,
so,
but that didn't come up.
Well, because your subconscious brings resources back to you that are confirming the new belief, and that's what the memories are about.
Right.
But what's so interesting about, you know, really being consistent is that very, very quickly, if you use the Empowerment Accelerator or the Self-Hypnosis CD, it really begins to be also an effect or have an effect on your past. So you're going to look at your past in different ways, you know, not so much through the eyes of the limitation, but as you say, you're going to just recapture memories of the past that feel good and that are connected to the new belief. And again, you're shaping the future, the present, and the past according to what you believe. The Self-Hypnosis CD is, for a lot of people, invaluable because it has exactly those messages they didn't get in the past.
How do we get that CD?
You can look at it, order it.
Is it on your website?
It's at cellularwisdom.com. It's called Be You. Boost your self-esteem and confidence, or you can order it at Amazon.com if you have an account there. You should just do BU, type in shop, and you should find it very easily.
And I got to get this for Linda and I to do, my best friend.
It's really
kind of cool.
It's great. And, you know, the nice thing about self-hypnosis is it's like a, you know, meditation, but you don't have to do anything. The subconscious captures it. The less you're actually resisting and just letting it sink in, the bigger the effects. And there are so many people that are repeating exactly the good messages the next day because it is now a part of them. And who doesn't want to listen to, you are more than good enough and you are the most precious thing in the world? And all those things that we wanted to hear from our peers and our parents and our teachers and so on, but we didn't necessarily get. The subconscious is thirsty for those messages, and that's what you get when you are listening to those CDs.
I so love having you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. You know, my mind is just like, I have like this thing going on right now. And I hope that we could, and I just want everybody to know, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is a regular on the show. He'll be doing many more shows with us. In one of these days, I would love to have you in here and someone in here that you'll work with so that people can see how this really works.
That would be great.
I mean, I know that we're going to be talking with Chris about the experience and working with you and some of the breakthroughs. And I love the work you do. You're helping so many people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me and spreading the word.
And so don't forget, send Dr. Shalab an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. And make sure you say, look, send me the tool. I want it all. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. And for more information about Benny, I'm not sure how you can find that out, but maybe someday he'll share that. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, everyone. Have a great day.